I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Over a million people are still surviving on food aid in Mozambique. 4 months ago, Cyclone Idai flooded 1 million acres of farmland. Audio Scripture Ministries' agricultural project teaches improved farming techniques and introduces people to the gospel. ASM is expanding the project and even gave their land a name this week, New Harvest Farm. ASM's Africa Director Chad VandenBosch says they want to ship a container with more agricultural tools, medical supplies, and audio Bibles, but they need your help.
We would love to have more people partner with us in prayer and donating used agricultural equipment and medical supplies, and there's just lots of opportunities to be involved in a hands-on way in this project.
If you'd like to give, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And terms like gender gap and wealth gap describe inequality in opportunities and income. Did you know there's a language gap, too? Deaf Bible Society's Andrea Vigil says inequality exists between spoken and sign languages.
We need to acknowledge that there has been this elevation of certain languages. Certain languages are superior. There are so many translations of the Bible in English. There is not one completed Bible translation, Old Testament and New Testament, in a sign language.
The world's 70 million deaf people use about 400 different sign languages, and only American Sign Language has a complete New Testament.
Any Christian from any language that knows God, they know Him because God speaks their language.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. As God stirs your heart for what we've shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we'd love to hear from you. And we're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.